Blog Talk Radio.
General quarters. Security condition 3.
GQ, security 3, sir. General quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
I'm expecting many intruders tonight. Well, but I won't call them intruders, I'll call them guests. Good evening. Welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. I am your hostess, your cruise director, and the one who loves you most, Madame Perry, but you can call me Jennifer Perry, and happy to have you here. Had a fun show last night with suspense author Simon Wood, who was, some people knew him more as a race car driver. He was a professional race car driver, and he also does a lot of cycling, racing and stuff, but his newest book is Saving Grace, and I've read several of his books. And they do keep you in suspense. You a lot of psychological suspense, too, as well as physical danger in them. So, yeah, I want to check that out. Tonight, I don't have a featured guest. Now, if you saw what I posted on Facebook, I said, you know, I don't have a featured guest. But I'm going to be playing music from some previous guests and some music from people coming up in the next few weeks, as well as anyone who wants to call and talk about something. If you've got an announcement you want to make, maybe you're playing somewhere, you've got a book tour, you've got a new book coming out, you've got an old book you want somebody to buy, maybe you've got something showing at an art gallery, or maybe just something on your mind. Maybe you participated in something, a cause. You know, we've had a lot of folks on lately with talking about causes. I had two teachers from Oklahoma who were part of the walkout on last month, and that was actually a very popular show. Very interesting people. So anything you want to talk about, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. And oh, I think I'm going to go ahead and just start with some music. I've been so fortunate to have a lot of people give me music. But you know what? I've also played people reading their poetry before, reading short stories, especially on the Halloween shows. And if you've got something to read, or if you ever want to send something to me, please do. I am open to all kinds of fascinating entertainment. And I think then we're going to play is something by, I love Kelly Dwyer. She's a performance artist in New York, and she's absolutely brilliant, and she's absolutely hilarious. And I'm going to play her song, Famous Baby by Kelly Dwyer.
To get romantic, let's get freaky, but there's no need to get tantric. Your GED is good enough, you handle your hair. I don't need a commitment, cause I just don't care. I just want your baby. Give me your baby, so I can get to a dollar. Let's make a famous baby. Dress body and my panties and my eggs is hosting. You don't need a rubber, you don't need that rental method. I took a little test, ovulation detected, baby.
Kelly Dwyer, Famous Baby, and I hope she'll come back on here soon. She has her own radio show out of New York that I believe is on every other Friday night, so check out her social media, Kelly Dwyer, and see what she's got going on. She also does a lot of commercial work. I think she's done some for Wendy's or also for Scotch Tape. She's an amazing woman. Let's see. Oh, I know who else. Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, band from Liverpool that we love. They've been on here before. And here's one of their songs. It's from their album that came out about 2 years ago, or maybe three. Lovers Under the Cover. They've got something new that they'll be sharing with us soon. But they've been doing a lot of work. You know, that Gallagher boy. What's his name? He's had Joe Symes and the Loving Kind open for his protege, High Flying Birds. And so anyway, here is Joe Symes and the Loving Kind with Lovers Undercover.
Keeping me got the fire down below.
All right, that was I Got the Devil in My Pants by Daryl Rhodes. And by the way, I dedicated that to Tamara Thorne and Alistair Cross because one of them had something going on Facebook tonight about name the last song that you heard and then put in my pants afterwards. So that's it. I Got the Devil in My Pants, dedicated to Alistair and Tamara. And I've got my very good friend calling here all the way from the West Coast. And she's a fascinating gal, and you already know who she is. Come on in, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, Jen.
Good.
I'm enjoying
good to have
your show.
Oh, thank you. I've got an interesting mix of music. You know, you and I are very lucky. We get to have such fun people on our podcast. And if by chance you don't know Sherry, I don't know where you've been, because if you've been on my podcast or anything or read my social media, you know she is Sherry Rabinowitz. She's a playwright, author, actress, director, and she hosts a very popular podcast called Chatting with Sherry. And so, how's your week going, Sherry?
Actually, it's going really good. I had a really good interview on Tuesday with Tom Conkle and Brittany Powell, who did a new movie called This Is My Business. And it's a murder mystery set in, like, the 1940s with... They have a black and white version, and they have a color version, but I like the black and white because it's a very film noir movie. It's so good. And I interviewed them yesterday. This is my business.
Oh!
No, I'm sorry. No, it's Trouble Is My Business. Sorry, guys. Trouble Is My Business.
Okay, Trouble Is My Business. All right, cool. And the last time you were here, which is just very recently, we were talking about your book called Entering My Second Half is now out on audiobook.
Yep.
And you very generously, you gave away a couple of copies last week, and the winners were, Duffy Odom and David Hurley.
Yeah, and I gave them the books, and I heard from Duffy, and he said he liked it, so I'm happy.
Good. Yeah, Duffy's a big reader too, like us. And so if he says he likes it, he's sincere. And also, we were talking about your recent radio play.
Joe Cronus.
Joe Cronus. I love Joe Cronus. I think I told you, I admitted to you that when I started listening to it, I thought, okay, I know. By the time I got even like a third of the way into it, I thought, I'm going to listen to it again in a rainy night in Georgia with a big cup of cocoa, hot cocoa, and just, it's that kind of a play. You get really wrapped up into it. I was really impressed how, and it's a time travel play, which I noticed when I put out information on it, a lot of my steampunk friends and followers who are into time travel really hit on that in a big way.
Cool. That's really cool. Yeah,
so,
I love it. It was actually inspired by one of my actors, the one who played Joe. His name is Charlie. He loves time travel, and particularly a certain show with a guy that rides around in a blue box. So there is a little bit of a nod to that guy. But it is an original. But I mean, yeah, there are some nods to the guy in the blue box.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I was at the steampunk festival back in March, the Wild Wild West Con, somebody had on a corset, and the fabric in the corset, and this woman's corset, it was images from Vincent van Gogh's Starry, Starry Night. And then she said, look closer, you'll see the TARDIS floating around in there.
Of course. TARDIS is everywhere. I mean, even Van Gogh painted it in one of his paintings. The TARDIS is everywhere.
Everywhere. So, yeah, so I don't know, and I don't know why I was so surprised at first when I kept seeing the steampunk people hitting us up. What are they like? Of course, that is time travel. Yeah, they love that. So, so where could people listen to? Now, I told you I was sharing it on my social media, and I will do it again tonight or after tonight. But people that missed the first airing of Joe Cronus, your play,
It's on my same platform, the Chatting with Sherry platform. So it's under blogtop.com/ReeTheBard, and it is 1, 2, 3, 4 down now.
Okay. So and another thing too, if you don't mind, I know you probably don't have much time, so don't let me keep you longer than you need. You know I'll keep you here forever because you're so much fun. But you know, I said something before about, you know, you get some of the most fantastic guests, and you've gotten to know the actors in Miss Fisher's murder mysteries pretty well in the last few years. You had them on your show. I think Nathan Page, Anthony Sharp.
And Travis McCannon. I think that's right with his name. Sorry, Travis, if I said it wrong.
And you kindly introduced me to Anthony Sharp, too, and his wife, so that I could have them on my podcast. But there was a Miss Fisher con in Las Vegas last year. Am I right?
Yep.
Were you there?
No. I couldn't go. That was when my mom got sick.
Oh, I'm so very sorry. Yeah, because it was close to, I think it was in May, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe before April, yeah.
It was that weekend. Okay. It was actually that weekend.
Yeah, okay, I'm so
yeah.
sorry. So, do you think you'll go?
It's too far. It's in Portland.
It's where?
It's in Portland. They moved it from Vegas to Portland, so it's too far for me. I could drive to Vegas. I can't drive to Portland.
Yeah, that is much longer drive. Yeah, in Vegas. Oh, my gosh. See, I was thinking I already planned to meet up with all my pals, you and Anthony, everybody in Vegas, and we'd have a good time, but
Yeah,
all right, well, what do you have coming up? Pardon?
Portland's a little far for me. But, yeah, if you guys are in Portland, I don't know if there's still tickets, but if you're a Miss Fisher fan, you should go. But I can't.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you, what do you have coming up in the next couple of weeks that people should look out for on your podcast, Chatting with Sherry?
I actually have some really great shows. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking to Chris Loomis. He's a photographer who does like science fiction and high fashion. And he's taken pictures of Adrian Wilkinson from Xena, the Doctor from Deep Space, Star Trek, the Deep Space Nine. He's really, really good. He's very talented. His name is Chris Loomis. I have one of your friends, Ray DeFranco. He's coming on the 22nd of May. And I have Stephen Sears and Kevin J. Anderson. They are working together on a book. And they're going to come on and talk about it, but they're also got movie projects and all kinds of stuff, and they're coming on the 24th.
Sweet, yeah. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy Ray's music, too, especially if you like, you know, just old rock and roll, like Beatles or British Invasion rock and roll. People will like Ray.
Yeah, I really do like it. You sent me some of his music, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'm going to send you some more. All right. Well, listen. I think I'm going to play some more music, and I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to go. I think I'm going to play something by Ricky Bird. He was on the show maybe 6 months ago here, And this is from his CD, Clean Getaway. Ricky Bird is in the, well, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with when he was playing in the band Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, who was her guitar player.
Cool.
And this is a CD, Clean Getaway is mostly songs all around the theme of getting sober. And what he does is people, you can buy the CD from them, and he'll send an autograph with a picture and a pic and something like that that's all autographed. And then with the money he can make from it, he goes around to different treatment facilities for people trying to recover, get off alcohol, drugs, whatever the problem is, and goes out, gives them to them, talks to people, and just has an outreach program. This is pretty
that's
nice.
Great. Oh, before I go, I wanted to let you know if I'm going to give away two more audiobooks on your show. If anybody wants to call in or send a message to Jen, I want to give out two more audiobooks.
Okay, great, great. Thank you, Sherry. Okay, folks, you heard it right here. Is if you want an audiobook entering my second half, just message it to me, either call or message and let me know, and Sherry will send it to you. Sherry, I think I'm going to play Ricky's song, and again, this is from Clean Getaway, so the song's about recovery, and the name of this song, Sherry, is called I Prefer Waking Up to Coming To. Stranglers. And let me tell you, Hugh Cornwell is quite a fascinating guy. He also writes. I read a few of his books. I mean, he's got a book, you know, like a more of a memoir about the Stranglers, but he's also writes, you know, called mysteries. And he's a rather good writer, actually. So pick up some of his books. I think the first one I read was Window on the World. And pick up some Hugh Cornwell books. And I don't know. I've seen him, saw him in Atlanta a few years back when he was touring, I think with his recent solo, Totem and Taboo. And hopefully he'll be back soon. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we should give him a call. So, again, it's Madame Perry Salon. Tonight, you're the guest. My previous guest, I'm playing their music. And if you've got something that you want to talk about, you want a show you want to announce or anything, give me a call, 646-716-9922. And don't know if you were listening maybe 15 minutes ago, but author, playwright, podcast host, Sherry Rabinowitz was on, and she said she will give away two more copies. She was on recently and gave away two. She'll give away two more copies of her book, her audiobook of her book, Entering My Second Half. And all you have to do is either call in and tell me that you want it or send me a message on Facebook or Twitter or something at Madame Perry Madame Perry on Twitter, Madame Perry on Instagram, Madame Perry Salon on Facebook. Just send me a message and let me know that you want it, and it will be yours. Well, two of them. I can give away two. And that's all. And but we may have more things. Oh, you know what? Matt Coyle, suspense author Matt Coyle, just came, was on here last week talking about his most recent, his fourth book of the Rick Cahill detective series. It's kind of a modern noir, or neo-noir, I think they call it. But he gave away two books, and the winners were, because I didn't know if I actually announced them on the air, but the two people that won copies of Matt Coyle's newest book, Blood Truth, were Brett Wright of Colorado and my friend, the animator Peter G. of Chicago. Now, just because they're my friends, and Brett Wright's my friend too, and he's been on here several times, there's nothing fishy about my friends winning, because once you call into Madame Perry's salon, or you listen, or you send a comment, you're automatically a friend. So you might as well be getting on here and winning some stuff too. So I think I've only got a few more minutes, and I'm going to close it out with... I've been closing it out with one of my songs lately, so that's what I'm going to do. And it's called... I co-wrote this with my husband and a guy, Denton Perry, and a guy named Tom Wolfe. It's called Everybody's Got to Swing. If you would like to win a copy of my CD, Everybody's Got to Swing, call up here or message me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And thank you so much for listening. I think you're wonderful.